Beauport Hotel in Gloucester, Massachusetts. And, yes, you guys can make noise. It's fine.
Woo!
Love it. We may not be here if not for our next guest and with us right now, a guy who has been a player and a coach and a general manager and an analyst in the NHL, the great Mike Milbury. Round of applause for Mike Milbury, please.
Woo-hoo!
Hello.
Hello.
Your idea several years ago, you said, why don't you do a road show and we'll go to my sister's restaurant in Rockport. And we were there last night. My Place by the Sea, unbelievable restaurant, great hospitality, great food last night.
Kathy's right over there.
Round of applause,
Kathy.
Sister Kathy.
Queen.
The food was incredible, but yeah. I went into the kitchen while they were making it. She was an animal in there, just an animal, like screaming at people, yelling at people, and well, it all worked out.
It's all about the expo. That's what it's all about in the kitchen. It's all about the expo.
You know what's all about this morning is I'm overwhelmed by Curtis's pink and white striped shorts. Stunning.
He looks great.
Those are really nice, Curtis.
There you go.
He looks great.
Where did you get those? I'd like to pick up a pair.
I can tell you, there's one down the road, Target.
Oh,
also, I don't want to get you in trouble with your sister or anything, but nice job by you last night. There was a bit of a line, and you snuck everybody in the back like the old days.
Wait a second. don't absolve yourself from responsibility here.
I helped.
Pulled the gate open.
Well, I didn't want people to wait in line. Like I wanted to say, we brought everybody through the back. Sorry about that, Kathy. Sorry about that.
I thought Greg wanted a strong border.
And I never knew you had such a wonderful singing voice.
Well, you know, she's been begging me to sing, and I think it was after the fourth or fifth glass of wine that I finally loosened up a little bit. The vocal cords came to life.
Yeah. No, it was great, and it's beautiful here today, and NHL draft getting underway today. And I know we've talked a lot with you about Don Sweeney and about the Bruins during your segments during hockey season. Bruins extended Don Sweeney for another couple years. How do you feel about that decision?
Yeah, I thought that was going to happen. I think he had some great runs, and unfortunately, and I know how this feels, he fell short. But he did what he had to do in order to put his team in a position to try to win a cup, and it didn't happen, and it's a hard thing to do. So he's got a chance to reset, and now he's got a bucket full of draft picks to work with. The thing about that, though, is that these draft picks aren't going to just be instant presto changeo. It takes a couple of years or more to see what you have when you've got in the draft. So they're going to have to be patient. I think fans are going to have to be patient. And let's see what happens in the free agency market, because that's the way to get better quickly. And if you look at Florida, by the way, most of their team has been accumulated by, other than the draft, they have a few guys there, Ekblad and Barkov, that were high draft picks, but a lot of those guys, like Bennett, who was a superstar in the playoffs, they were trades, and it was a tribute to Bill Zito, their general manager, that he made it work.
If Marco Sturm doesn't do what we hope he can do in the next year or two, does Don Sweeney have the ability to fire him, or will he be gone?
You know, Curtis, what a Debbie Downer over here. Jesus. Guy just got on the job. He hasn't coached a game, and he's looking to fire the guy, for crying out loud.
Well, I mean, the last two people he's fired have won cups.
Holy mackerel. That's
crazy. Was he the right decision in your mind?
I don't know Marco, except very briefly met him. Seems like a really nice guy. Seems to have a lot of respect from players that played with him. He's got some coaching in his background, but it's a – Listen, the player.
Did you turn it down before they offered it to him? No, the 15th guy.
No. The fact of the matter is that you got to have players. And no matter who's the coach, you got to have some good players in your roster. And, you know, I think the coach makes a difference, but they still have a gap at the center position, which is the most important position besides goaltending for me. And until they fill that void, I don't care if it's Vince Lombardi, Bill Parcells, Bill Belichick, you name it, Red Auerbach, they're not gonna instantly jump to the top of the pack.
Does that, when you choose Marco Sturm as your head coach, does that say anything to you about the interest that there was in this job, or a lack thereof, or
No, I think there'd be plenty of interest in the Bruins. It's a, you know, original six team. Yes, there's some holes in it, but they listen, Swayman's got to get his head on straight, and he's got to shut the hell up.
Looked good for Team USA.
Yeah, he looked great for Team USA, but that doesn't count around here,
true,
does it? Well, maybe a little.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this guy needs to just shut up, focus on hockey. When he's focused, he's a terrific goaltender,
yeah, yeah,
top-notch player. And then they've got McAvoy, and Lindholm's got to come back to the way he played when he first got here. And they've got enough on the blue line. They've got to figure out what to do with the front line, and that's the key.
Full training camp for Swayman and no hold out, hold in, whatever. Does that, from your perspective, does that change the way he plays this upcoming season?
Yeah, I think there were a lot of people to blame for how that whole contract thing went down, and it certainly hurt him with his teammates, hurt him with fans, and hurt his game. I mean, you just can't make up for a lost training camp. It's time that you serve yourself well with finding out what your teammates are doing in front of you, getting your rhythm, and I think he'll be a better goaltender this year because of that.
What do you think's going on with Captain? Because the photo that they just released with McAvoy and Pasta, both with the A on their jerseys, moving forward, Sturm's made some comments about maybe seeing how the season plays out. They have to name a captain, right?
To me, it's not a big deal.
It's not.
It's not a big deal. They've got, you know, people that lead in the locker room without having a letter on. I mean, sure, Marchand had plenty of things to say before he became the captain of the team. It's a symbolic gesture to people, and I don't think it changes. In fact, I know there have been times, and without naming names, that people were named captain, and that didn't change their personality, didn't change their locker room demeanor, and it really didn't make much of a difference. So that, to me, is low on the totem pole of things that they have to worry about.
Mike, you're really direct. I love the way you communicate. You don't leave anybody guessing. I'm curious, in your role when you were with the Islanders and you're working for an owner and you're in charge of the roster, how big of a job responsibility was it to communicate directly with your players what you were doing so that you didn't have guys, like I just, in other sports, the Red Sox, it feels like there's this huge chasm between the front office and the players. How did you bridge that as a GM, and how important of a job was that for you?
I think it's an important job. It's actually important, in my case with the Islanders, to manage up as well as to manage down. I mean, we had owners that came and went in such a rapid fashion. I used to joke that the only thing we led the league in was convicted felons amongst our owners. It was just a lot of guys that were there for a cup of coffee and moved on. And
did they have a stat at NHL.com?
Yeah. And Charles Wong was like, he vetoed trades that I tried to make. It was really difficult to be a GM there, but you have to communicate with the players. Occasionally, the coach's job is more directly related to interaction with the players, but the GM has to be accessible, especially when it comes time to contract decisions. And that's something you can't underestimate, being open, forthright with your players, letting them know where they stand, and don't play games with them because they'll know you're playing a game.
Now, you mentioned Brad Marchand as the captain here, and it seems like maybe down there he's found the perfect role for himself. He was so good during the playoffs, and where they had him, because that team is stacked, it seems like he can play another.
Yeah, you're right. You know, they had him kind of basically on the third line, but he had some special teams in him. More limited role, which when you're 37, 38, whatever he is now, is where you should be thinking. And the fact of the matter is that this trade, which everybody was upset about, not everybody, but it was good for him. It was good for the Bruins to now get a number one pick in a couple of years, but it was a good trade for Marchand. He sort of rejuvenated himself and became a factor, wears another ring on his finger, and is another step closer to the Hall of Fame.
We actually had an argument about Marchand re-signing possibly with a team like Florida. Would he be open to taking a discount? Because I know around the trade deadline there were rumors out that he was looking for like $7 million, but the Bruins wanted to knock him down to like close to $3.5 million or something like that. Would he be, knowing he'd be able to compete for a Stanley Cup with a team like Florida, be willing to re-sign at a cheaper price?
I would hope so because, listen, I don't know what his bank account looks like, but I think it's pretty good shape, don't you, by this time? He's not going to be afraid of the Beauport hotel prices. Yeah. Here I think he's going to be okay.
Yeah,
That wasn't an insult. It's just that actually, I mean, it's a great place. So
you stayed here last night.
I did. It's just fabulous. Yeah. And we look out at the Greasy Pole. I mean, what better view is that?
And a crazy event. Greg bought drinks before we went out to dinner.
I did. Nice. Yeah, I did. Yes, I did.
Very generous.
And then Mike woke up this morning. He was going to put his shoes on, but he threw them at somebody. So, and it was really. What about 2 years from now, is Connor McDavid playing for Edmonton? Is he playing in Canada?
That's a great question that I can't answer. It sounded to me in his recent press conferences like he was kicking the door open a little bit. And I wouldn't blame him. I mean, you've been to Edmonton? Have you been to Edmonton?
I've never been to Edmonton.
No, I mean, it's all right. It's just except from December until May, it sucks. it's cold, it's windy, it's in the middle of nowhere, but travel is tough. But for him, it would be, I think, a good thing, and for the league, a good thing, if he went to Chicago, to Boston, to New York. I mean, those are places that a player like him would, he gets a lot of attention now, but in those markets, it would be a win-win for the league and for him, and I hope he moves. I really hope he moves. And he's so much fun to watch. And there's nobody more talented in maybe the history of the league than Connor McDavid. And he's playing in a closet in Edmonton.
Yeah. Is this Panthers team a dynasty in your mind?
I guess one more would make it the dynasty. Two is great, but three in a row is magnificent. But they are deep. They're covered at every position. There aren't any holes whatsoever. They're not afraid to play it tough. They're not afraid to play a finesse game. It's a well constructed team and
deeply rooted in history with a big fan base.
Yeah.
Their ratings really did real good.
Yeah, I don't know what the ratings were for the final.
More people watch the Kentucky Derby than watch the Stanley Cup.
They did have more people at their parade than the Thunder did, though.
That is true. Well, it's probably not.
Florida over Oklahoma City. I mean, that's pretty.
At least we're not OKC.
We're talking about a great team here. Curtis has to bring up the fact that it's in Florida and nobody watches the team.
Well, I mean, they're
so consistent with his personality, isn't it?
Yes, he is.
If Mike Milbury says you're negative, I guess you're in trouble.
Well,
I talked to your father about you. He had nothing but bad things to say, by
really?
The way.
Really? Well, tell us more.
Private conversation.
Yeah. Well, his dad is actually out front getting Curtis another room here tonight. So,
let's go. James can be here in an hour. Yeah.
Well, it's great to see you.
Yeah, great. I'm glad you guys had a good time last night. I thought Kathy did a great job, and hope you'll do it again.
Yes.
I think we will. Should we come back again next year?
Definitely.
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right, we will.
As long as
have a great summer.
Yeah, you too.
We'll see you.
Thank you, Mike.
Down the road.
We'll see you down the road. Mike Milbury, everybody. We are at the Hotel Beauport in Gloucester, and it is roadshow number 7. Only one more left, and it's a short week next week because of the 4th, we will be on our way to New Hampshire on Wednesday, and we will see you for pregame on the lake, Lake Winnipesaukee and the Nassau on Wednesday night. And how's the weather looking for Thursday on the dot?
Oh, I looked yesterday, 77, partly sunny.
Okay, I know that's your – sorry, Curtis.
Yeah, just driving right into his lane.
He pointed at me.
What's trending.
Okay. Please do.
All right, we're going to play Hill Notes coming up, and we're going to squeeze in Truth or Fraudulent, the Gloucester edition, coming up in a little bit right now. Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. The Red Sox back in action tonight. They're home to take on the Blue Jays. First pitch is at 7:10 with Brian Baio getting the start. Lenny DiNardo and Mike Monaco have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show.
Can I have a quick note? If you want to increase TV ratings, maybe hire people like Mike Milbury again.
I know.
On ESPN.
Bring him
back. Or on TNT.
The fact that he's not working for NBC where he was is an absolute affront to people of all ages and derelictions.
He is exactly what they need. We love Wayne Gretzky. Who doesn't love Wayne Gretzky?
Yep.
The guy says nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, he's so vanilla.
Like, how do you think Michael Jordan is going to do in that role?
I think Jordan will do well because Jordan's entire Hall of Fame acceptance speech was ripping people he played with. Like, he is so insanely competitive that I think he will go out of his way to be blunt because he wants to be better than Barkley or better than other people.
And it's been, I think it's been long enough since he's played that he might not have that, no offense to your guy, but that Tom Brady reluctance to be super critical of guys.
It is incredibly important for Tom Brady to be liked and to be welcomed into high society. Michael Jordan is high society. Like, it's not, he's like above that. He's his own. I think he'll be good.
Well, the second round of the NBA draft took place, and the Celtics traded back their 32nd pick after reportedly missing out on Rashear Fleming, who went 31 to the Phoenix Suns. The Celtics drafted Kentucky center Amari Williams at number 46 and VCU guard Max Shulga at number 57. In the NFL, former Ravens kicker Justin Tucker has been suspended for the first 10 weeks of the 2025 regular season after the NFL found that he violated its personal conduct policy. Tucker can serve the suspension as a free agent and is free to sign with an NFL team. If he were to sign with a team, he could attend training camp, play in preseason games, but must stop once the suspension starts on August 26th. And fresh cherries are bursting with flavor and now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, get Northwest cherries for only $1.97 a pound when you use a digital coupon. That's limited to two per customer. Short on time, order free curbside pickup or delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That is what's trending. We've got your Hill Notes coming up next.
Roadshow Friday in Gloucester, second to last one of this roadshow season. And we came here really, or we set out to have only one mission. And I feel like we failed when it comes to getting Shime on the greasy pole. And we tried when Tom called the show last week or earlier this week. We tried with Tom earlier today. And that, by the way, you want to go back and listen to Tom.
Please.
When he was on the show earlier, you can do that on the Odyssey app. It's also on our social media. So Tom is unrelenting when it comes to his desire to keep everybody who is not on the wait list on the poll. But I guess a half an hour left to try to make something happen for Shime.
You should have a little ice cream on your beard.
Can we? Appreciation?
Yeah.
Appreciation post. Appreciation post for Holy Cow ice cream.
Unbelievable.
Holy Cow is right.
Yeah.
I mean, really good.
The flavors are so wild.
I think we owe Greg an apology.
Oh, I will accept
it. Shime or Joey Chestnut over
there? No. We have ridiculed Greg for his love of salted caramel flavored ice cream.
Yes.
This salted caramel brownie ice cream is dynamite.
Ah, okay.
Like, all right. Electric.
You said so that good. Was an old man thing.
I did. I was wrong. Yeah. Greg, I was very wrong.
And you know what I appreciate about them? I just went with a classic cookie dough, and I've noticed that a lot of places are not putting enough cookie dough in anymore.
Right.
My first scoop, three big chunks of cookie dough in.
Love that for you.
Yeah. See, that's
bring
good.
Back cookie dough.
Yeah. Bring it back.
Make cookie dough great again.
If I were president, you would have to have at least one piece of actual cookie dough on every spoon.
Yes.
For cookie dough ice cream to be actually there.
Yeah. Actually, you don't need the ice cream part.
No, true.
Eat the cookie dough.
Right. This is Dave from Connecticut. Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's up?
Wanted to bring up a point. I just don't know why Alex Bregman's getting a pass here. You know, everybody says what a bad teammate Rafi is. And you know, I played soccer at UConn with a strained muscle in my leg and a partially torn ACL, and that's soccer. why isn't Bregman being called out? He put an ace bandage on your leg and get out there and DH. You don't even have to run. You can jog around the bases. But everybody, he's such a great teammate. Well, if he's a great teammate, why does he show it? And now you've got Scott Boras out there. He smells freaking blood in the water. So his MO is he's going to say, Alex wants to do a deal, this and that. And then he's not going to be here next year. And then he's going to say, we tried to make a deal. This thing just stinks, I'm telling you.
How would he not be here next year? No team wanted him, or nobody else really wanted him as bad as the Sox did this offseason. Is anybody really going to step up and give him more money or more term now, even though he's only played like half the season because he's been out with injury? Like, that doesn't make sense.
This is Boris's MO. This is how he operates. There's somebody out there who'll pick Bregman.
Normally those guys have career years, and then Boras cashes in.
But if you were him, Dave, you would hire Scott Boras.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And you're belittling the guy. He's a brilliant agent. He gets most money for his players.
Best agent in baseball.
I'm not belittling. Right? What did I? How did I belittle?
You're saying why isn't Bregman getting heat for not playing when he should put an ace bandage on like you did when you were at UConn playing soccer?
Should. Well, he should. He should because he can jog around the bases.
So you think he should listen to you and not his agent?
If you're a good teammate, that's what you do. Everybody, you know, said Rafi's not a good teammate. Well, how about Bregman? Get out and show that you care about winning. I mean, what are you doing? You're sitting on the bench? Dude. He's sitting on the bench collecting $40 million a year. It's ridiculous.
He's hurt. Oh, he's had hurt. This injury before.
Hey, Shime, did you see him walk off the field? Did you see him walk? Did just because like he was in pain when he walked off the field?
Just because you can walk doesn't mean you can play professional baseball.
Tom Brady walked off the field when he blew out his ACL.
I played soccer on a partially torn ACL. And you have
congratulations.
To
great brag.
You can't sit on a bench all day.
Dave, thank you.
Ridiculous.
All right. That's
Flex
Dave.
Hour featuring Dave.
There is such a generational divide with these hardos. It's like...
Well, he wants the same energy that certainly I had for Devers to be applied to Alex Bregman.
Yeah, if he wasn't hustling out ground balls to first base, I would agree with him. In fact, though, Alex Bregman is on the IL and cannot play. Like, that's the difference.
I just don't understand. If you're Alex Bregman and you were brought here and all you did from the second you arrived – while the guy was pouting in the corner about not having a competition, you with us couldn't have been more above the fray, deferential. You get on the field. All the young guys, according to the stories, were saying, and Pete Abraham, saying that the players were not getting a bad cue from Devers. All the young players looked up to Bregman, who was the guy that was the one taking him under their...
He spent a lot of time. He recently spent time with Christian Campbell talking to him about being sent down and what that meant. And I haven't heard. He's won at every level.
High school, college, he's won two World Series. And he's, I guarantee you, especially because he's in a walk year, if it were up to him and he thought he could play, he would be out there playing because he'd be getting more money before he opted out.
And before he got hurt, he was hitting great. Like, he was one of the, it was him and Devers were dominating in the middle of that lineup.
Yeah, I just because you played soccer.
Well, Greg played through a puppy gate. So.
I did play through puppy gate.
Soccer at UConn,
and
baby.
Don't forget the tooth. Oh, played through that too. Wiggy's not playing through on any Flex Fridays though.
No.
This is Rick from New Hampshire. Hello, Rick.
Yes, good morning. I would just like to say that Bregman and Caton Clark both got a quad injury at basically the same time. She's back playing. Okay. Where's Bregman? Thank you very much.
What is it? Where did these callers come from?
They're all the same age, too.
What? And it just because they both had an injury in the same location doesn't make the injuries the same injury.
I don't know.
That's a good
point. Like saying a broken tibia is the same as the pulled calf.
Well, not really.
I did not expect it. When Alex Cora said this week he's not back until after the All-Star break.
Yeah, that was shocking.
I did not expect that.
If you want to be mad at someone, you're mad at Cutter Crawford being injured in a non-baseball injury.
Bingo.
I don't know. The last thing I thought about was Bregman, you know, jaking it and not coming back onto the field.
I think they're going way too far out saying that the Crawford thing was not any kind of a nefarious injury situation.
Yeah. It's like when LB had too many details.
Yes. This is Sam from Maine. Sam, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
I just asked ChatGPT if Alex Bregman's a good teammate, and it said he is. So Dave from Connecticut is wrong.
Good job, anyway, ChatGPT.
All right.
Right. Realistically speaking, this team sucks right now. Like, we're playing awful baseball. Do you think Alex Bregman wants to play on a team that's playing terrible baseball? I will let him wait as he wants to wait until he's ready to play on the field. Thanks.
Okay. I mean, I get that argument, too. Like, if he comes back a little bit early on a team that stinks, like...
Yeah, you shouldn't be basing it off of that, though.
No. Yeah.
Like, I want him to come back when he's ready. It shouldn't have anything to do with how the team's playing around him.
But if anything, you would be able to make the argument of the opposite, which is if he's back playing unhealthily just to get numbers, just to boost his value because he's going to opt out, that would be selfish.
100%.
Like, he's actually hurting his own value by not playing.
Right.
Like, it's the most convoluted argument I've ever heard.
All right, Hill Notes this morning brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
This is Kevin Millar, and this is for Jackson.
I'm 1,000 miles from Costco. Time don't matter to me. I'm 1,000 miles from Costco. And there's no place I want to be.
Have you, Jackson, have you taken a look for next week and the roadshow where the nearest Costco is, just in case?
I haven't done my research yet, but you better bet I will.
I don't.
There's one in Nashua if you're going to go through that way.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. So we could stock up on the way up.
Yeah, it's right near the mall where I take my mall walks.
I might have to convince Griff to make a little stop.
How long does a Costco glizzy, how long does it last? Like, can you eat it 2-3 days later, or is it supposed to be supposed to be?
I've never gotten out of the parking lot with one, to be honest.
How many times is too many through the same free sample kiosk?
Oh, man. They have some Asian chicken that is fantastic. I made the trip about 3 times.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you have to go back into line, or can you ask for 3 at once?
No, there's no line usually. The ladies are very nice.
That sounds good with a salad, if only there were some sort of farmer's market delivery service.
Hey, I'm your man if you want that.
That was available.
You're so right.
Commercially.
Octogenarians are just dying for some sort of delivery from a farmer's market.
I did notice there's one guy that was making the rounds. He got about 6 of those chicken dumpling things.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's not bad.
Did you cook for Sam for her birthday or anything?
No, I took her out. We got oysters, and we did a nice little lunch.
Oh, there you go.
Very nice. Oysters.
All right, go ahead.
Cow, cow, darling. Oh, it's Trivial Bestie, love. Gloucester, a hub of the arts and entertainment and seafaring seamen aboard their craft, love. it is such a shame, though, that Gloucester Tom is not willing to let Shine play on his greasy pole, dear. Oh, I think it's discriminatory, really. Is that greasy pole seen more drunken Italian men than Liberace, love? Oh, I know several people. I can make a few phone calls and Jim will be aboard a greasy pole in no time, dear. Of course, he may have to buy them dinner first. Oh, terrible.
I have been asked.
That is a phenomenal.
I've been asked if it's possible that Tom, Gloucester Tom, is just playing us or trolling us, or is he really that serious?
Oh, you mean he's like stuck in character?
I didn't think so until he showed up with an Italian flag on his polo, and wearing sunglasses inside, and I said this could be a great acting gig.
So you think he may be just having fun?
Yeah, it may just be an act.
Well, in conversation with him, not on the air, like he seems like a nice enough guy. He was showing me how he mixes up the stuff that they grease up the pole with.
Yeah,
and you know, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Seems like kind of a control freak. So he does he not only oversees the pole, but he does all the mixing of the guts and the grease.
Yeah. Well, so there's no guts. Okay. I did see bananas. Wait, interesting enough.
Bananas.
Yeah.
Oh, very slippery. Yeah. But the peel is the slippery part.
You know, no peels though. That's the thing.
Ken around, because I'm starting to side with Wiggy. Because Ken told me, I remember where I was. I said, Ken, this can't be real. Why can't we get Shime on this thing? And he's like, it's $30,000 to get all slippery.
He was being honest, though. I was in Ken's office when he was on that phone call, so I heard it.
So who told him that?
I believe it was a man named Peter. I remember correctly, and it was Mike and Ken on the phone.
So then why did he get mad at me saying I was divulging misinformation when it came from his office?
Didn't come from him.
You got to get the messages in order.
Yeah.
No communication.
Go ahead, Jackson.
Since Wiggy made this announcement last minute, doesn't this count as multiple flex days?
Oh, boy. It should.
Monday morning, must hear radio, Greg Hill Show.
Yep. Can't wait. I mean, literally 10:15, I said, hey, bud, what time are you heading up there today? He goes, I told Ken I'm not going. I said, for a road show? What do you mean? But then what am I supposed to say?
No, I know.
And but yet he calls me a softy, so then maybe he calls me a softy so that I'd be soft on him when he wants to take
it. He was mad that I missed work for my grandfather's funeral.
Yes.
So
yes,
it
was.
Is a bit confusing.
Do you remember the hour he dedicated to me going to see James's birthday thing?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm interested to see why he missed. Yeah. And I hope that, like I said, I believe everything is okay.
Yeah.
And I just, again.
No, it's not a medical.
Yeah.
It's nothing bad.
He just lied to my face for 3 weeks. So
that hurt.
And you guys hear us talk a lot on air. When we are off air, Wiggy and I are in full conversation the entire time.
Doesn't stop.
Yeah. Greg puts on Bose in the break.
Greg, well, you guys had that conversation outside of my studio, and I felt as uncomfortable as Courtney does whenever I make you mad.
I was more confused than anything.
Because Greg walked up to me afterward, and he goes, "You want to come to Gloucester?" And I was like, "Why?" I thought he finally got me on the greasy pole. Instead, it's just Wiggy bailed on us.
Last minute flex. All right, go ahead, Jackson.
Now it is time for our leads, Jackson. And now time for they said it. No, Jackson, it's time for the leads. No, how creepy is it? No, Jackson, it's time for the leads. Hey, we'll meet again.
The best moment of the day was hours after we did the segment. Jackson asked if we want to have the guest leads open coming up.
I heard commotion, and when there's commotion happening, it usually means Ken's running around with a mic trying to get guest leads, so I just put
two
and two together.
I know, but did you hear us do guest leads?
Yes, yeah, I know. I thought you were doing a second edition.
Don't make me cough.
Oh, Greg.
Go ahead, Jackson.
Talk about a hard-o move. Come on, Greg. Look at me. I love my meat rare. Meat wasn't supposed to be eaten rare. Cook the damn thing. I'm with you, Coco. Yeah.
You cook all the taste out of it.
Yeah. Enjoy your hockey puck.
I know this is sexist. I don't judge women who like it that way.
Yeah.
But if you go to dinner with a buddy and you sit down at a steakhouse and they order it medium well, I'm like, I'm going home.
Medium well is savagery.
Psychotic.
That's like destroying.
Like, why are you going to Grill 23 to have a $100 steak that you could get the same flavor for?
Yeah. Might as well put ketchup on it at that point. Like, what are we doing?
My reasoning for doing it is being nervous that it's not cooked like fully through, and I'm going to get sick.
You're nervous about a lot of things.
You know, you can eat red meat, like raw, right?
Yeah, I know, like steak or...
Tartare,
yeah.
You don't eat any... You would never try, like, a really good steak tartare.
No. Absolutely not.
Interesting.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing. Mm. Go ahead, Jackson.
Hey, Greg, I got a great business idea. If you ever need to take a taxi, but you're sick and tired of sitting in the back seat of one of those smelly cabs, let's get a bunch of people to use their own cars. We'll set up communication systems, and they can just drive around and pick people up and take them wherever they want to go. I think it'll work. What do you think?
That's really smart.
Yeah.
That's genius.
I guess that he's saying that what you suggested as a great business idea during your lead kind of already exists.
Well, Jackson had suggested this to me like a week ago. We're just in conversation. We're just chatting. And he had mentioned this to me. And I go, wasn't that just Uber Eats?
Yeah.
Well, it is, but have you ever seen it done from a farmer's market?
It's more Instacart.
Well, I mean, how often do you think Shime finds himself at a farmer's market?
I thought that Shime was a farmer's market guy.
But how would you know the people that are shopping, if they're shopping for themselves or an old lady, they just ordered it online?
Yeah. I mean, I guess Instacart, you can only go to, like, the big grocery stores. You can't really say go to the Lexington.
They have a lot of them, though.
But you can't say go to the Lexington Farmers Market.
No.
So maybe there is a niche there.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people, though, it would appeal to.
Hey, I'm workshopping it. Trial and error, you know?
Okay.
Hey,
yeah. Okay.
Respect it.
All right, go ahead.
And now, another segment of The Morning Show.
Don Polione, I am Shine from The Morning Show. It is my heart's desire to run your greasy pole.
This is a great honor you are asking of me. I'm not sure you're worthy of such an honor. Excuse me, I have other business to attend to. Wiggy, how are you?
Don Polione, may your first pole runner be a masculine pole runner.
Thank you, Wiggy. You may run my greasy pole.
How come he gets to run your greasy pole?
Shut up! Stop crying! You're not a man! I'm going to bestow this great honor upon you, though. The day may come when I will ask a favor in return. I understand that you are high up in the Pokemon trading card industry.
What are the odds that we will ever get Shime on the Greasy Pole? Like within the next 10 years, even?
Probably not going to happen.
Probably not going to happen, I guess.
I don't know. Somebody said that off-season. It's
off-season, it's anything goes?
It's kind of fair game.
I mean this sincerely. What would happen if Shime walked down the stairs onto this beach and just walked out to the pole?
Right now, at the end of the show?
Who says no?
I might be sleeping with the fishes afterwards.
I think he said, didn't he say when he called the show that one of two things would happen and neither one would be something you
right.
wanted to
but
happen?
We could get a fun ratings boost if
your dad's here. He'd be able to bail me out of jail.
Yeah.
Who wants Shime to walk out to the pole? We're doing it. The lifeguard can actually have a role as a lifeguard.
Hello, Mrs. DeFazio. Hi, this is Jackson. Yeah, I'm your farm dash driver. What? Well, thank you. Well, anyways, I'm just calling to let you know that I'm afraid your order is going to be a little late. You see, my car has kind of gotten towed. Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's getting in the process of getting towed right now, and I'm trying to handle it, but I promise you I'll get it. Hold on a second.
What's that? Hey, screw you, you son of a...
What?
Is that your elderly mother? Oh, jeez, I'm sorry. Oh.
Hello, Mrs. DeFazio. Mrs. DeFazio?
Yeah.
Hello?
I mean, your business idea is to start a business that requires driving. You do have a lot of unfortunate accidents that occur when you're driving.
Well, that might be because I'm in the car more often than most people, you see?
Ah.
But
like, oftentimes you, like, you blow out a tire when you hit a curb.
Or when you catch a glance of a baseball game.
Right. Yeah.
The story that, to this day, I have more questions about than the JFK shooting.
You mean when he found the body? Like, didn't he find bones or something?
No. Yeah. The story of Jackson saying he was watching a Little League game, and then he was startled by a ball. If you're watching the game, you're not startled by the ball.
True.
It all happened so fast, Curtis. Yeah.
But not nearly as fast had you not been watching.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
I mean...
Listen, as a guy that... My dad's here. I popped a lot of tires driving. I was an idiot. Thankfully, I stopped drinking. But
also, absolute blast from the kid who hit it out there into the parking,
parking
lot. Jackson should sign him up.
It was behind the backstop. One of those ones that goes up behind the backstop. There's a lot of baseballs on that street, I'm telling you.
One of my favorite Jackson stories, most confusing though, was the fall in the shower.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Or when he opened his mouth and like drank some.
And he threw up because of it.
Shower water.
Yeah, don't drink shower water when it's warm.
Well, but you're not in Mexico. Like,
right. And you're also in the car on your way to work at that point.
Yeah, like, I burped and it was way more of a burp.
Would be instantaneous.
Were you also the only person there watching the Little League game? Who didn't have
and it
kid?
Wasn't a Little League game.
Didn't have a kid playing?
No, it was like an over 30 league, I think it was. It was a real baseball. I watched an over 58 game the other day. That was fun.
All right. Were you the only person watching the over 30 game who didn't have a boyfriend playing?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Or dad. Right.
Go ahead.
They won't let Shime on that pole because the second he steps on it, he's going to bend that thing like a straw. You want to know why? Because Shime still stinks.
Thanks, Shime Stinks guy. But I've seen video of people much larger than me on that pole. So,
yeah.
Okay.
I think that might be an advantage. Like some of the winners that we were talking to, a bunch of the past winners were here this morning. Vinny was a real super skinny guy. He's won it
small
like
guy,
3 years in a row. But there was a couple guys that were, in fact, Tim, who was it, Tim Oakes that we had on the show?
Yeah.
He's a bigger dude.
Much bigger dude,
I mean, I don't
like,
think.
Like, look, I think it's more so about being fleet of foot than it is your size. Mm.
Would you consider yourself fleet of foot?
I think
just
I
about to ask that.
Go ahead, Jackson.
You know, nothing against Shime. I think Shime is very talented at his job. Happy to have him. But this is why we love Spaz. He would have been on that pole at 6 a.m. in a Speedo, one-stepped it, fell on his giblet, flopped in the water, swam in, got beat up by Tom and thrown in the jail cell. Ah, Spaz, we love you, kid.
Yeah. Now he's running for city council in Revere, Spaz.
I do think Tom would have respected Spaz more because
Spaz.
Paisans.
Yeah.
Parziali.
Yeah.
Probably helps. Yeah. Go ahead, Jackson.
Coco, Shime, you better not let Wiggy live this one down. Man, you guys have every right to throttle him come Monday morning. I'm glad it wasn't no emergency or anything, but you guys let him have it.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty wild when we get that explanation on Monday.
Tune in 6 a.m.
If we get it.
I have a feeling there is an immediate throwing of someone else under the bus.
Definitely. You think so?
Ken.
Yeah. No, no.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Me?
No, God,
oh, I said,
no. You're
no, he's saying the
what did you do?
Oh, no, he won't throw Talina under.
He's probably more afraid of Talina than he is anybody else.
I don't know. I think that
this could get spicy.
Out of my control.
It's going to be interesting. Go ahead, Jackson.
Jackson here with another life what's a business idea? It's called delivery. That's all.
Sometimes the simplest ideas are the best ones, you know?
What do you do in, like, December at your farmer's market exclusive?
Well, there's an indoor farmer's market in Denham. Thank you very much.
Are you just, like, do you, like, just regular every farmer's market in the area?
I like farmer's markets.
I mean, he's thought this idea through. Yeah.
What local farm has products to sell in December?
That's a good point. Well, I mean, there's more stuff than just food. There's crafts, and I got the snapping turtle beef jerky that time at the farmer's market.
Oh, the one that we all had to try.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
So weird.
What do you normally buy though? Like this weekend? Are you going to one this weekend?
No, I don't think there's no. The Denham one is on Wednesdays, I believe.
Okay. What do you normally buy?
They have fresh oysters. They have
oysters that are in the like
farmers
in Denham. It's not like near the ocean. Like, wait, you want to come to
it's a seafood place that comes with the the freezer truck that looks like it's from the Three Stooges.
Yeah, I got my oysters from the Charles.
Okay, you got your oysters. What else do you?
And
got
there's a custom pickle guy there. He makes really good pickles.
Jackson, I love you. There's no way you're getting oysters. You have all of the things that you need to make an oyster when you get home to crack it open and everything.
Yeah.
No, they're right. He probably buys them. They're shucked. You don't. Yeah, they're shucked.
Oh, no, they're not shucked. You can't buy oysters and then bring them when
because then they're bad.
Yeah,
they're not shucked.
I can shuck an oyster.
Yeah. Well, I just didn't know if you had the little, you know.
Who do you think goes to more, Jackson to farmers markets or me to Pokemon card convention?
It's probably you.
Okay,
go ahead.
Greg Hill Show, this is the Greasy Pole speaking. You think I'm going to let somebody who plays with Pokemon cards climb me? My boy Tommy's trying to protect me. They say Shime's on Awaken 180, but Tommy's saying if he tries to climb up on me, it's going to feel like 360. I can't do that. And Megamind over there, Chris Curtis, shut your mouth. You know, we are by a lake. We could have you sleeping with the fishes. Good day.
Yeah.
Oh dear!
Yeah,
Tom, you look great.
Thanks. A little uncomfortable at points with Tom, but
you know,
that's the way it is. All right, is that it, Jackson?
We got one more if you want to.
All right, one more. Let it rip.
Hi, Courtney. It's Dad. Just wanted to thank you for that bathing suit you got me this year for Father's Day. You really outdid yourself. Not why I'm calling. Yesterday, you got very excited when APD defended you on the show. Take my advice, honey. He's a single man living in his ex-wife's basement. He's only looking for one thing. Don't take the bait.
Thank you, Dad.
All right. That is going to do it when it comes to Hill Notes this morning.
Great job.
Brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman. We will be back with Truth or Fraudulent, the Gloucester edition, before we say goodbye next. Roadshow Friday in Gloucester on Cape Ann at the Beauport Hotel coming to a close. But before we go, opportunity to learn about Gloucester during Truth or Fraudulent. And, of course, Wiggy last minute flexed the Friday Roadshow. So you want to fill in for Wiggy during Truth or Fraudulent?
I would love to.
Okay. Ken, you got some contestants. Hello. What is your name?
Kim.
Kim, where are you from?
Gloucester, 56 years.
Ah, unbelievable. All right.
Heck yeah.
The actual storm that served as the plot for the George Clooney film The Perfect Storm that was centered here in Gloucester was a storm that developed from the remnants of Hurricane Bob in 1991. Truth or fraudulent?
Fraudulent.
You are correct. Well done.
Well done.
It was Hurricane Grace So we'll hook you up with some merch. Is she going? You have the merch, Ken, or is she going to see Ashley? She go see Ashley. Okay, go see. By the way, the amazing Ashley from the Greg Hill Foundation here.
The best.
Working hard last night. Thank you. All right.
Know what Ashley should bring the merch to?
What?
A farmer's market.
She should bring us. We could do a merch delivery service. That could be a huge business.
Remove the middleman.
Yes. Hello. How are you? What's your name?
Louise.
Louise, where are you from, Louise?
I live in the quiet corner of Connecticut.
Ah, excellent. Okay. The winner of the Greasy Pole competition this weekend will be carried through the streets of Gloucester and can drink for free at each bar along the route. Truth or fraudulent?
I'm going to say true.
You nailed it. That is true. And I think when he gets, I heard last night when he gets to, he or she gets to the St. Peter's Club, can drink for free for the whole entire year there.
Wow.
So you know why it's very, 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 very popular and very important that we keep the guest list tight. Hello.
Hi.
You are?
Tony.
Tony. All right, Tony. Tony.
Tony.
This legendary jingle for Gloucester-based Gorton's Seafood, which I think Jackson has for you right now. Dress the Gorton's Fisherman. Was sung by the lead singer of the very popular Canadian band Rush, Geddy Lee. Truth or fraudulent?
Now that's your favorite group, right?
Yeah, Rush. I love them. Yeah. Can't get enough of them. I love a good 12 or 15-minute song. That's what I look for.
I'm going to say false.
You are correct. It's fraudulent.
Wow.
That was not Ken's favorite singer, Geddy Lee. Neil. Here's Neil, ladies and gentlemen.
Neil
from the Haunt rides his bike to every road show and has since we started 4 years ago. How you doing, Neil?
I need a life.
All right. Neil, St. Peter's Fiesta this weekend culminates on Sunday with the annual Blessing 27. Truth or fraudulent?
False.
That is correct. It's actually the Blessing of the Fleet.
Oh,
great job,
good
Neil.
Good job, Neil.
All right. Well done. That is Ken, thank you very much. Truth or fraudulence. And that's going to do it for us. You guys are incredible.
Yeah, this was awesome.
Unbelievable.
Got to come back.
We got to go. Jones and Keefe are coming up next.
We're on to Winnipesaukee next week.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
One for the ages.
We'll see you at the Dive, Winnipesaukee next week. But more importantly, on Monday, an answer from Wiggy on this Flex Friday at 6 a.m. Bye.